The elite presidential guard in the West African nation of Burkina Faso has announced a coup. Several people were reported killed in clashes between the guard and crowds protesting against the takeover. The military coup comes barely a month before elections were to be held to restore democratic rule. NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctin filed this report.
Aujourd'hui, 17 septembre 2015, les forces patriotiques et démocratiques.
The coup was announced on national radio and television a day after elite presidential guard soldiers stormed a cabinet meeting and took hostage Burkina Faso's interim president, Michel Kafando, and Prime Minister, Colonel Isaac Zida. Demonstrators were quick to protest in the capital, Ouagadougou, where marches were met with force and shots by presidential guards patrolling the streets. The coup comes nearly a year after ex-president Blaise Compaoré was driven from power in a popular uprising over his efforts to extend his 27-year rule.
Alliant toutes les composantes de la nation.
Now, soldiers apparently loyal to the ex-president have launched a counter-coup. Burkina Faso's new leader is a trusted aide of Compaoré's, General Gilbert Diendéré. Another member of the presidential guard made the coup declaration, announcing that all transitional institutions were dissolved and the interim president stripped of his powers. Colonel Mamadou Bamba gave these reasons for the military seizing power.
On décidé de mettre un terme au régime déviant de la transition.
Bamba says Burkina Faso's new administration wants to end what he describes as the rule of a deviant regime before organizing peaceful and inclusive elections. New electoral laws barred officials linked to ex-president Compaoré from being candidates in elections scheduled October 11. The coup leaders say this was divisive, created deep frustration, and made second-class citizens of some people. Sherif C, who heads the ousted transitional parliament, told Radio France International he's now in charge and that he sees former President Compaoré's hand in events in Burkina Faso.
Yes, I am the interim head of state now. As soon as the transitional president is released, I will hand back power to him.
To understand the context of this week's events, here are some facts about Burkina Faso, a former French colony. Charismatic, revolutionary soldier president Captain Thomas Sankara seizes power in 1983 and changes the name of his country from Upper Volta to Burkina Faso, which translates as the land of upright people. 4 years later, Sankara is killed in a military coup led by brother-in-arms Blaise Compaoré. After 27 years in office, Compaoré is eventually ousted from power in 2014. Today's coup is being condemned by the UN, the US, and regional organizations, as well as former colonial power France. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
The United States strongly condemns any attempt to seize power through extra-constitutional means or resolve internal political disagreements using force. The United States calls for an immediate end to violence, urges the military personnel involved to return to their barracks.
Burkina Faso's borders are closed and a curfew is in force ahead of another night of uncertainty. Ophébia Quist-Arctin, NPR News, Accra.